In a time like this, Naruto fanfiction, written by Kurgaya, read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated Gen and features Kakashi, Minato, and Kushina.
We're all just thrown into this world expecting to exist.
Got the edge and carry on without putting our rest.
But when the stress is just too much stress without any support.
My bullets emerging on collapse and walking in a corner.
The chips are down as I stab somebody in your corner.
Just to have your back and tell you everything will be alright.
It fucking kills me that I've ever taken my loved ones for granted. It's true what they say, you don't know what you got until it's gone. The one thing I feel the most is losing anyone I care about.
If only ever
the envelope is nothing special. Kakashi is fine with that. He's never been one for celebrations. But Kushina is, and he accepts the envelope from her gingerly. It's a plain envelope. The seal on the back is broken. Kakashi touches the wax with care, trying to pinpoint a chakra trace. He's no sensor, not like Minato-sensei, who can locate anyone in the village. Or Kushina, who can locate anyone in the village. Or Kushina, who is frustratingly brilliant at everything. Minato-sensei is smiling, too, in the tired sort of way he always does when arriving home from his duties. But there's a nervous edge to it tonight. Kakashi's face scrunches with suspicion. Minato-sensei must notice. Go on! Open it! Looks like you already did, Kakashi grumbles. Is this my birthday present? Minato-sensei's eyes crinkle, as though Kakashi needed a genius-level intellect to figure it out. We hope you like it. We know you will, Kushina adds. They share a proud look, puffing up like swans. Kakashi ruffles self-consciously. Kushina's pregnancy has turned them both into gooey-eyed hens, and Kakashi doesn't need any of those looks directed at him. He yanks out the letter. Knowing Kushina, it's a party invitation. And knowing Minato, there will be a bribery of books for Kakashi's attendance. It's neither. Certified copy of an entry. Kakashi reads aloud. The letters are large and printed red, and the Konohan stamp sits in the middle. Underneath them is a box of text detailing Kakashi's name and date of birth and a bunch of other stuff he already knows. This is my birth certificate. Not quite, Minato-sensei says. Kakashi rolls his eyes. A copy. Just keep reading, Kushina urges. So Kakashi does. The words make less sense as he progresses down the page. Minato-sensei's name, occupation, Hokage rather than sensei, and address are beneath Kakashi's. And then Kushina's follows. Kakashi's gaze drifts past the mentions of the Konoha court and districts, the date, and the Uzumaki seals. There's another block of obnoxious red text at the bottom. He stares at the first sentence for a long, long while. The page starts to curl in his hands. Certified to be a true copy, he goes on, and his gaze wobbles from staring so intently. He's tempted to open the Sharingan and read it all in one go. Everyone says removing a plaster is easier in a single attempt. Of an entry in the adopted children register. There's more, but he trails off. He swallows hard. Something like bile clogs his throat. When he looks up, Minato-sensei is smiling. Krishna has both hands clamped over her mouth. It looks like she might be sick, too. But then a high-pitched squealing starts to slip through her fingers, and Kakashi realizes she's trying not to scream. Kakashi wishes she would. It'd be a welcome distraction from the creeping tightness in his chest. You adopted me.
Yes!
Kushina shrieks, Happy birthday! Happy birthday, Minato-sensei echoes, looking pained. Kushina may have blown out his eardrums. Or maybe he's realizing what a colossal mistake they've made adopting friend-killer Kakashi. We discussed this, remember? Of course, Kakashi remembers. Kushina pestered him for months. They had family meetings. Over dinner. Kakashi hadn't been allowed to wear his Anbu mask while sitting at the table, so he had stood next to it as they bombarded him with questions. Instead of taking them seriously, he had counted the grooves on the inside of his mask. He likes the feel of the porcelain hound against his face. The mask has been through a lot, and been battered plenty. It hid his rising gunnies as Kushina's mothering increased as Kagashi's birthday drew near and her stomach swelled. Yes, sir, Kakashi says, feeling that same unease now. His mouth feels cold. His tongue feels like it's swelling thrice its size, and that must be why he's saying stupid things. I didn't think you meant it.
What?
Kushina cries, but a touch from Minato placates her. Why did you think that? He asks. Kakashi crosses his arms. It only seems to squeeze the tight feeling in his chest up his throat, and his face starts to hurt like an overstuffed pillow, bulging at the seams. He struggles to get his mouth to work. I'm not going to bore you with all the reasons. That's assuming they would bore me, Minato-sensei tries. Everything he says is reasonable, and it's frustrating. He meets Kakashi's anger with tolerance every time. It must drive him crazy to be so gentle. He must be mad. How about you give me one reason? Kakashi could give him a list, but he refuses to admit that much. Kushina is 9 months pregnant, he snaps, thrusting the adoption certificate towards her. She is, indeed, almost as large as the armchair she's sitting on. And to Kakashi, that's an undeniable sign that Minato-sensei and Kushina have more than enough on their plate. His attempt at putting this into words is less successful than his logic, and he ends up simply glowering at their mounting bemusement.
There's a baby!
Minato-sensei bites his lip for a long, embarrassing moment. Yes, I had noticed. Kakashi waves the certificate.
Shouldn't you be focusing on that?
Trust me, he is, Kushina says with laughter in her voice. Haven't you seen him fretting? I might as well be made of glass. Getting all this adoption paperwork and stuff sorted for you has been a great distraction.
But that's my point, Kakashi stresses. What about the baby?
Well, I'm sure he'll love having an older brother, Minato-sensei says. He turns to Kushina, eyes sparkling. At least, we hope so, right? That's the plan. That's kind of always been our plan, Kakashi. You're our kid. We're your parents. Suck it up, be thrilled, be mad, whatever, Kushina interrupts. She says it lightly, but her eyes mean business. Kakashi snaps his mouth shut as her chakra sharpens. Standing near her is like basking in a flame. Now she's a bonfire, fierce and bright. He used to mistake her determination for anger, And it's hard not to, with the edge of something flickering around her. Something not right. But for the love of God, stop telling us we shouldn't love you because it's too late. We love you already. End of. To the moon and back, or whatever. The paperwork was just our way of proving it to you, because we know you need that. And Naruto won't stop kicking me, so I guess you should give us a hug and stuff. I don't need, Kakashi starts, but then he whips his head away. He's never understood how Kushina can be so blasé and yet sincere. He feels stupid for letting her words get to him. Heat builds behind his eyes. He scrubs it away as quickly as he can. He doesn't need proof of anything. Kakashi isn't that 6-year-old anymore, starving in his family home and hungry for love. He's a shinobi, Anbu. Shinobi don't get upset, so he pretends to care about his hair, flattening it over his face in case he starts to cry. Minato-sensei's hand comes to rest on his shoulder. Kakashi shakes his head, frustrated with himself. I really thought you'd be happy, Minato-sensei says, his voice wet. I am, Kakashi thinks. His tears are hot with relief, melting that ice-cold panic. It should be simple to say it aloud, and yet he can't find the words to speak. Kakashi, Kushina calls, and he risks a glance. She's making stupid little grabbing gestures at him. It's something a baby would do, and he nearly smiles. I didn't mean to upset you, sweetheart. I'm not upset, Kakashi insists. I'm not. I'm just... Do I have to change my name? Only if you want to, Minato-sensei replies. It doesn't change anything legally. And even if you do, you can still go by Hitake in practice, like I do. I can't imagine the other villages updated their bingo books because I got married. Uzumaki Kakashi. It sounds absurd. Uzumaki Minato sounds weird too, but Minato-sensei lights up like a puppy whenever he sees it written down. Kakashi doesn't think he'd be able to stop himself from laughing. Like a double barrel, Kushina suggests. Or triple barrel. Who's gonna mess with Uzumaki, Namikaze, Hitake, Kakashi, huh? No one. That's who. I hate it, Kakashi says. Minato-sensei laughs. But fine. Fine. I'll sign the papers and be your kid. Or whatever. What do I have to do? Kushina shrieks with laughter. Oh my god! He is my kid! We're parents, Minato! Fuck! She clutches her enormous stomach, laughing and wincing. Oh, fuck. I definitely woke Naruto. Get over here and give me a hug! Kakashi and Minato-sensei exchange a look. Kakashi, chakra, sticks himself to the carpet. She's your wife. She's your mother. Sometime soon, please, Kushina calls over them both. And so not for the first time, Kakashi ducks willingly into her arms. The end. And just because I read this and I felt very personally victimized, the author's note. And then, a month later, Kakashi is orphaned again. Happy birthday, kiddo! Finger guns. Oh, this is so cute and so sad. Oh, Kakashi, why is your life so terrible? Anyways, this was really cute. The end. Thank you for listening. Before you lay my body down, before you trap me up, drop me 6 feet down, I'm gonna make sure that you know I love you. Putting up with all my shit.
running out. So before you lay my body down, before you dress me up, commit me to the ground. Wanna make sure that you know I love you. And thanks for putting up with all my things, and putting up with all my things, and putting up with all my shit.